a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 14th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You Studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic here on 98.1 The Lake. Thanks for joining us. We're a radio show that's all about health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am not Ed Jones. I am Clint Powell, filling in for Ed Jones. This is the second week in a row. But I am joined in studio by the man representing Ed Jones in Nutrition World, Adam Chauncey. How are you doing this morning, Adam?
I'm doing pretty good. Be doing better with a mustache, but since I can't grow one of those, I'll just try to fill in with the knowledge.
The handlebar mustache that looks good. Hey, if I'm not mistaken, our calendar says it's Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Well, thank you. I'll tell my wife.
Well, I think we got another guest in the studio, too. He's going to have to tell some. None of us are mothers. Let's just get that straight. Yeah. But I want to make sure we acknowledge that it is Mother's Day and happy Mother's Day. All right, so we got some good guests coming up today. Ed is recovering from his double hip replacement a week or so ago. I get a text every now and then, and you're in contact with him more than I am. But I think the recovery process is going pretty well.
That seems to be going pretty good. He was, you know, spotted in the store a week or so ago, you know, with his walker, which everybody that knows Ed knows won't be around long if he can help it. And, you know, he seems to be just on the mend pretty quick. And
did it have a tequila drip on the walker?
No. I think he's keeping that at home. I think it's bedside.
It's bedside. Yes. Good. Hey, do me a favor before we bring Sean in. Tell everybody what you do in Nutrition World, just so everybody can know who you are.
Sure. So I'm a clinical nutritionist, health coach, and kind of, I just do a lot of different stuff for the store, vet reps and new companies that come in, new products. If you pick it up off the shelf, I've probably dealt with why we brought it in and, you know, the science behind it, because I'm a nerd like that. And that's really the main thing. Obviously, I deal with customers on the floor and this, that, and the other.
My daughter is thinking about changing her major to become a dietitian and nutritionist.
Nice. I do like that. Yeah. I do like that. She will have to forget a lot of information she's given in school. But if she's willing to do the extracurricular learning, aside from what the gold standard of education is, she will do very well.
She is more than willing. She's already sending me stuff about macros. I get stuff all the time of articles. Dad, did you know? And I'm like, of course I knew. No, half the time I didn't know. But I don't want her to know I didn't know.
Well, for sure.
Let's bring up our first segment guest, because like I said, we have just a plethora of guests today. But we're going to be talking about the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. He's the guy that owns the show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Sean Whitfield.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on.
I can't fill the shoes of Ed Jones, but I'll do the best I can. Maybe between Adam and I both.
The three of us.
Maybe we might fill one shoe instead of two.
Well, none of us have the mustache, but he takes good care of that mustache, too.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what. That thing is well-groomed and manicured.
And well-curled.
I think he's got it insured. I'm not sure.
You think so?
In case he accidentally nicks it?
Yes, exactly.
Can you imagine that?
Does he color it yet?
You know, I don't know if I'm brave enough to ask.
What a personal question.
I was just wondering, because, you know, you see a lot of men that color their mustaches, even if they don't color their hair. They'll make sure that mustache or goatee's got good color to it.
I got good color. I look like the rainbow over here.
Until you get Clint's age, and then it's all...
The middle's gray.
Silver gray.
Yeah, and then I've got a little brown hanging on out here on the edges.
Well, considering I'd have to grow mine out until I was Clint's age to even have anything to see, it won't matter on my side.
That's a backhanded way of calling me old. Thank you,
well, if you're like Clint, you got hair growing in places you don't want it to grow.
Hey, listen, I've said this a bunch, and Sean can act like he's doesn't know what I'm talking about. What, Clint? As you get older, hair management goes from how does it look on my head to why is it growing out of that one part of my forehead or my ears, and how did that one grow so fast in the middle of my eyes?
It's especially when it grows in your ear, and your hairdresser or barber has
overnight.
Take care of that about every other cut.
You get that Roto-Rooter treatment.
Yeah. You can hear like chopping down a tree. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, just put me out before you do that. Let's do this. Let's talk about an event. Is this the third year?
Third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. It's going to be June the 3rd at the Embassy Suites Ballroom at Hamilton Place. It's a bodybuilding and fitness competition. It's a production of Whitfield Media Group, and Adam Chauncey, here in the studio with us this morning.
Look at you,
is our director of competition.
And you have been a competitor, not maybe in this particular event, but you're like an all natural bodybuilder in the past, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every show I did, I competed naturally, for sure. Probably to my disadvantage, but I can say I did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How did he become part of this? How did Adam become part of that?
I was desperate, and Adam needed a job, and I said, hey, we're a good partnership.
Yeah.
No, you know, Darren Johnson was our director of competition last year, and Darren had made the announcement like a day or two after the event that he was going to declare himself competing in the event this year.
Okay.
That he was going to make a run, because Darren competed in bodybuilding for between 20, 25 years or more, and was going to, you know, make this kind of like his farewell competition. And so he's been telling us, because he's also one of our co-hosts on the Chattanooga Fitness Download with myself and Matt Davis, he's been telling us for months he was going to be in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo and be really pumping it up. So I'm thinking, okay, well, that's cool. I'm glad he's going to be a part of it. And so I started thinking, I thought, man, who are we going to get to fill Darren's place? And I thought, you know, it can't just be anybody. This has got to be somebody that meets a lot of different qualifications, because this is not an easy deal to put together.
Right.
And I kept thinking and thinking and trying to figure something out. And I was talking to our good friend Matt Davis, and I don't remember if it was me or if it was Matt that came up with Adam. But one of the two of us, we were in a conversation, and one of us threw out his name, and I remember the other one saying, that's it.
That's the one.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then we were asking ourselves, do you think Adam would do it?
How long did you have to think about it?
About 2 seconds.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't hard at all. Because I love these shows. I love what this show represents. One of the reasons I had that little comment about competing naturally is because the shows, back when I was competing, back more than 10 years ago, they were, you know, you didn't really have that option around here. You'd have to travel to South Georgia or somewhere in Alabama to do a natural show. So they're all NPC, or National Physique Committee shows, which are sanctioned shows by the National Physique Committee, but they're not drug regulated. So I didn't really have the option to compete against people that might be in my same wheelhouse. Now, our show is not drug tested either, but here's the thing. It's much more competitor-centric. So you have, it's more of a show where we want to offer it to anybody that's ever either wanted to do some kind of fitness show or anything like that, or bodybuilding. And it's a bit more level playing field, because you don't have someone flying in from California to do this show that has trained for 3 years just to get the chance to what would be called nationally qualified to do a bigger show to get a pro card. Which the shows local to us up until our shows, they all were. So this offers people that might have been in my shoes now, wanting to get their feet wet, but maybe not want to, you know, have to
compete against people
much different caliber.
Well, I came to the pre-judge last year, and this year I'm going to try to get to the show. But and Sean, this is, I'll throw it back to you, but I think what he's alluding to is there's different categories too. It's not just when you say bodybuilding and it's the word and fitness and wellness, that's not thrown in as a side thing. It really has a lot of competitors that are just a healthy lifestyle, but it's hard work to get in the shape they're getting in.
Yeah, we've got different categories. We've got different classes based on weight or height. Just a few to mention, of course, bodybuilding, figure, which is a competition among women competition, bikini, which sort of tells itself, physique, wellness, swimsuit, and then we're also going to have, is it 11 different categories of Mr. and Miss Chattanooga?
Correct. Yep. So each category, every category with a overall, meaning that it's multiple height or weight classes that compete at the end of their specific routines to be the overall of that category, have the opportunity to be Mr. or Miss Chattanooga for that category.
I know some of the competitors from last year, and one of the things that I love behind the scenes You've been a bodybuilder. Sean, you've done the competition. You're around a lot of bodybuilders. I just forgot or did not know how much they take in the music and the routines. I mean, we've got mutual friends. They've spent a lot of this past year getting ready for the show, and they spend as much time working on their routine as they have on their physique.
Well,
it's a show.
And some of the ladies spend a lot of money just in their costumes and their swimsuits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
It's not an inexpensive sport if you look at the amount of time and the financial investment that you have to make into it as a competitor.
Tell people where it's at, and then a little bit about the evening, because it's not, me and you've talked about this before. I've been, back in the 80s and 90s, went to a bunch of fitness and bodybuilding shows. This is not a typical, air quote, bodybuilding show. I personally think it's an event for people who like events. You can go and not be a huge, air quote, bodybuilding fan, but really find it entertaining.
Yeah, that's for sure. It is something very different and unique. It's that way by design. This show is not for everybody. If you're somebody that's in the hardcore bodybuilding, you may or may not find this show for you.
Right.
But what you can expect is it's in a ballroom setting at the Embassy Suites Hotel. It's sort of got a gala red carpet type feel. We like to use those words to describe it. Mm-hmm. We have VIP tables for many of our VIP sponsors, and then seating beyond that. It's an evening where you're going to have a good time. You're going to be in a nice setting. We've got a cash bar at the back of the room, which you probably would not find at most bodybuilding competitions.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of fun. One of the things that we noticed at the end of the show last year that's a little different from other bodybuilding competitions you might see, say, at the convention center, is many times at the convention center, about halfway through, you can sort of look in the audience and you see a lot of people leaving or have already left. Mm-hmm. We were standing on stage at the end of the show last year, and Matt brought it to my attention. He said, "Look, everybody's still here, and the event was already over."
Yeah.
So that right there tells you something, that people are having fun and they're enjoying their time there. But tickets are available online, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. We encourage you to go now. We sold out about 2 weeks in advance last year, so don't wait till the last minute. I can just about bet there won't be any tickets available at the door, so please don't wait till the day of to think you're going to be able to get in. But I certainly want to thank and recognize our presenting sponsor, Vascular Institute, and Vascular Institute Vein Clinic. Optimize You is a primary sponsor with our Platinum and sponsoring our prejudging. DPC Center, Chat Mortgage, RCL3, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamond, Gold's Gym, Zerkops, Texas Roadhouse, Crunch Fitness, Fitness 1440 Dalton, and Agape Med Spa.
Well,
so a lot of great sponsors.
Yeah, I'm looking
couldn't
forward.
Do it without them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this year, and I don't mean to push you out the door, but we got some guests coming up that we
are
got
you coming?
On. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
See,
I might be. I might be the red carpet reporter. We'll see. I might be putting the mic in your face. So what brings you out this evening?
I'd like to see you in a bow tie. Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah, maybe we can incorporate.
Just a bow tie? That's weird.
Well, if you want to get on stage,
Adam, do you think we got a job we could get Matt to do? Or not Matt, Clint to do?
I think we could. We'll find something for him.
I will be great for all your before pictures. If anybody's there working on your after picture, I can
I'm
fill
sure
in
some
for
of the ladies
before.
Back there could use him as a prop or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He might even land a date.
He might.
Now, now you're being serious.
At least you know what you're getting into.
Maybe.
They're already in their swimsuit.
I'm not in my swimsuit. That's called false advertising. All right, let's take our first break, and we'll be back with guests. We're going to be talking pets at Nutrition World when we come back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Clint Powell, filling in for Ed Jones. I'm assuming he'll be back next week. I just got a text from him a few minutes ago. He's doing pretty good. He's rehabbing, as we all thought he would rehab. Right, Adam?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can't keep him down.
Well, you can. It's just going to cover restraints and some, probably a dart gun.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
Highly medicated, maybe.
Yeah, and it's not him. He's, he's doing good. I think he's staying off the heavy drugs and doing a lot of just over-the-counter stuff, so good for him. I saw a picture before we bring our guest in. I saw a picture of him at the store, like 48 hours after the surgery.
Oh, yeah, just walking around on that walker, and he probably wasn't using it half the time anyway, so.
Shuffling.
Oh, well, I doubt that. Even if it hurts, he's gonna make it look easy.
We got to give him some grief. He was shuffling. Shuffling. Come on. He can't be that good.
He's going to have some of them old man grunts maybe for at least the first few weeks.
He'll make sound effects for a while when he gets up and down.
Yeah.
I had my hip replaced about 11 years ago, and I told him, I said, hey, you'll be fine. It's of all the joints, I think it's one of the least painful as far as rehab. Yeah. But you're going to have your moments. And I think he's had a moment or two that he's allowed to. All right, so let's switch gears here a little bit, and let's talk about pets. We have a guest in, and she is with Nutrition World. And I want to make sure I get the name right. Fallon?
Fallon.
Fallon, yep. Garrett?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
Tell everybody what you do at Nutrition World, and then I'm going to ask you how you got into the business, because that's kind of a cool story, too.
All right. Well, I am a pet wellness advisor for the pet department at Nutrition World. Trying to get all our pets onto real, raw food and off of chemicals.
Me and you were talking before we went and started recording. I've watched that department. I've been shopping with Ed since he was down on Brainerd Road in Brainerd Village, behind the Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And I've watched the pet department since he's been over here, the new location. That's not new anymore. It's been there for a long time. But it was a few shelves, some products here and there. Now it's got a whole corner of the store, so it's growing. So I'm assuming that people, the more they know that there's availability of stuff there, then the more they're interested.
Absolutely. All it takes is knowing how to do better, and then we all want to do better. And when you don't know what you're buying, you don't know what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard.
And Adam can jump in here at any point in time, because Adam, you know, you're a big wig over in the nutrition world anyway. But I'll say this, though. We talked about, it's a lot like human food mm-hmm. and the marketing. It's designed mm-hmm. to get you to pick up the package, look at it, feel pretty good about the decision, and then buy it.
Absolutely.
It's not so much about what's in it.
Nope. Yeah. These companies are remarkable at curating their marketing teams and not caring about their product development teams.
What did I tell you that I buy? If it's got a wolf?
Yep.
If it's got a wolf. My dog loves wolf stuff.
The pictures work.
Yeah. He also loves his comfy little bed. Mm-hmm. But he's not really a wolf. You know, I think all wolves are insulted by that comment. But it is the marketing. So mm-hmm. real quick before, because I know Adam wants to ask you some preventative stuff. Tell me, though, how you got into being involved in the pet world.
Cancer struck my ride or die, and in my desperation of what do I do now, where do I turn, do I do the chemo steroids route, I went down the rabbit hole and found out a lot more about why so many of our pets are getting cancer over their lifetime, so many are dying of it, and where it comes from. And it really does come from all the chemicals, from the food to veterinary practices to just the toxic environment. And the more you can eliminate that from their systems throughout their lifetime, the better you're setting them up for longevity.
Yeah, and my dog suffers from hip issues, mm-hmm. but he's also 15. And, uh-huh. and I say this on the human side of it, when we have some other guests in, sometimes we say things like, well, it's just old age. Mm-hmm. But that's sometimes a cop-out, too. Mm-hmm. Like, my dog's old, but that doesn't mean he necessarily has to live in pain.
Right.
Or a poor quality of life.
Absolutely.
So instead of just saying that, we ought to go down the rabbit hole ourselves sometimes.
Sure, sure.
As a pet owner.
And if Adam and I are about to talk about it,
yeah, go for
nutrition
it.
Is prevention. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can do tremendous amounts of things from just what you put in the bowl, from a food grocery standpoint, to the supplements that you add to their systems as well, to truly set them up for high quality of life into those senior years. But it starts early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the earlier you start, it's a lot like humans, right?
Exactly.
You get started early, you figure it out. Maybe you get a little sick, but not too sick, and you think, okay, maybe I can change this a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, or with the animals, especially the dogs and cats that we see folks come in with, it's, you know, well, they're pampered, you know.
Yeah.
They're not raised like that wolf on that package.
Right, right.
They've got a comfy bed, sometimes mm-hmm. our bed. They've got, you know, all the amenities that we get. And then they get that lovely kibble food and everything else that they're just so excited to eat. But I don't know if, you know, anyone else has ever noticed this, but my dog likes a lot of what I give him from the table, mm-hmm. a lot more than what I put in that bowl. Now, he'll eat either.
Right.
Sure.
But man, you give him some fresh eggs, or you give him some hamburger meat or something like that.
I ain't giving him my steak, but go ahead with the hamburger.
Yeah. I mean, the trimmings, man, he just scarfs
absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely. That's what they crave it, because mm-hmm. they need those nutrients, and those are so absent from the bags.
Yeah. Well, they're unfiltered nutrients mm-hmm. too, right? And they're not like, I mean, essentially, and
what does that
correct
mean?
Me if I'm wrong.
Unfiltered.
Well, unfiltered, think of like Wonder Bread, right? I look at some of these now, because I didn't know this, you know, even a couple of years ago until we started the section. But I look now at animal food, pet food, dog food, kibble, and stuff like that, like the Wonder Bread of animal foods.
Oh, wow.
It's fortified with everything, and most of it's fake.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Powder packs from China. Mm-hmm. Nobody in this country can tell you what's in some of those bags.
Mm-hmm. And pull that mic up a little closer to your face.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's real time adjustments. That's okay. The other thing I was going to ask you about outside the food, and anytime I ask a question outside your wheelhouse, just let me know. But do the shampoos and stuff, is that a big, well, I just got a nod immediately. So I don't even think I need to finish the question, because in my dog, I shampoo him. I don't shampoo him all the time, but once a month I give him a rub down and shampoo. And he used to hate baths, by the way, but the older he's gotten, he'll just like lean into it, like, mm-hmm. and get that back spot right there. But is that a big deal though?
Absolutely. If you're going to clean up the food and get the chemicals out of the food, get the chemicals out of their system. Start filtering your water. Use an all natural shampoo, and not one that just says all natural on the label. Look at the ingredients.
Okay, so what should we be looking for on that though? Like, for instance, if I'm going to care, when I look at the back, what do I not want?
If you can't pronounce it, their body's not going to know what to do with it.
That's a good.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. I'm pretty simple.
I tell my nutrition class that all the time. If you can't pronounce it, it's probably not good.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as you have a third grade education or higher. You know?
Right. You know. So I'll just call one of y'all. Hey, by the way, send you a screenshot. Is this okay? Well, so we talk about that. Are supplements? Do you do supplements too? Do dogs need supplements?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. But there again, it has to be something that their body can recognize, or you know, all supplements are not created equal. Mm-hmm. And if you're putting a bunch of binders or synthetics in the body that it doesn't know what to do with, you could actually be exasperating whatever you're trying to treat.
Right.
But I tell people all the time, you can't supplement a bad diet to good health. So if you aren't starting with a really premium, high nutrition diet, the foundation of the diet, then supplements are band-aids that are not going to stay on no matter how good they are.
See, I feel guilty a little of this because I feed my dog, because it's not, okay, the other thing is, it's not always it's not always cost effective.
Right.
Sometimes the foods are expensive. And so if I'm buying the really good food, I just assume it's got the really good ingredients. Mm-hmm. A $25 bag of dog food versus a $6 bag of dog food, I assume automatically the $25 bag's more is better.
That marketing team is doing their job.
They got me. Yep. And so what I do, because I'm the simpleton, when I buy the cheaper dog food, I'll buy the hip supplements or the whatever it is, yep. the anti-itch skin mm-hmm. stuff, because I want to take care of my dog and it makes me feel good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't really check the bag.
But check those ingredient lists. Check the ingredient list on that cheap bag and check it on the expensive bag. It may not be different. It may have come from the same manufacturer, mm-hmm. which means those raw ingredient sourcings came from the same place. You're just paying more for the same crap.
But I spend $60 a month on Science Hill Diet. I've heard that one a lot. Isn't that the best?
I hear it every day, and it is quite possibly one of the worst. What happens is that when they are prescription diet or veterinary recipe, they fall into a less regulatory section, and they actually, more crap can go in those bags than some of the other cheaper brands on the grocery store shelf.
That freaks me out a little bit. Yep. All right, so, and we got about 4 minutes left. How about ticks and all that stuff? Is that something else to look for? The collars you put around their necks, is that stuff okay? Am I doing something good?
No, you're not.
I'm in nutrition world at least 3 times a month. I got to start going to the left when I walk in the store.
You're there 4 times a month now.
Come see me.
I need a bigger bucket.
Well, you've got to think the way those chemicals work is by targeting the neurological function of the parasite. The bug, the whatever, those chemicals are not sophisticated enough to distinguish between a flea brain and your dog's brain, which is why seizures are such a high on the list of side effects. Mm-hmm. They're attacking your dog's brain too.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do you have stuff that...
We do. It's essential oils, a lot of just all natural ingredients that aren't going to... One, even from the skin, they're not going to disrupt the pH balance. They're not going to target any part of anything in the dog. They kill and repel. You don't have to resort to chemicals. Heartworms, you don't have to resort to chemicals.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so one of the things I asked before we came on is the vetting process of the vendors and your providers, because I know from knowing Ed and Adam and other folks at Nutrition World for this long, nothing really goes on the shelves at Nutrition World from a human, you know, capacity.
Right.
That's not been vetted, researched, and it's the highest quality. And I've actually talked to Ed, and if something changes, I've known him to pull stuff off the shelves.
Oh, absolutely.
How about in the pet department?
I'm not sure. Stacy, the director of the department, I'm not sure she's not even more rigid than even Ed sometimes. Yeah. She is remarkable at just grilling these companies about their sourcing and then bringing that to the consumer from an educational standpoint and helping them understand why sourcing matters and why integrity on the backside of these companies is very important. You can't compare labels and find out that information.
Do you have something to ask? If not, I got another question.
I was just going to add, because Stacy is phenomenal at that, and because I deal with the majority of reps that come in, and a lot of them will bring up to me, hey, we have an animal line. And I'll say, stop. Show me a picture. I look at a picture and I get like one ingredient in. I'm like, this don't bother. I don't want you to cry. I've seen her make companies change their ingredients.
Absolutely.
Because of her rigidity. Yes. You know, so it's if it's animal based in there, like not only could you probably eat it and thrive, but your animals are definitely going to thrive.
I will put money on it that it's better than what I had for lunch. No doubt. Everybody in this room would be disappointed. Not surprised, but very disappointed that Clint had what he had for lunch. All right. So let me ask you just a quick, this is where I always try to get free advice. I got a dog. Let's say I got a dog that's 1, 2, 3 years old, or a dog that's 14 or 15. I think I know the answer. It sounds pretty common sense. Should I be feeding those dogs different things and differently? Or is that a very question dependent on what dog and all that, where it lives and all that?
That can have as complex of an answer as we want to get into. Dogs are dogs. There are a lot of dog food brands that want to target marketing to certain breeds, certain sizes, certain whatevers. It doesn't have to matter. They're all carnivores. Carnivores need what carnivores need. Then to take it a little bit further, I have 7 dogs and I feed them all 7 get 7 different dinners every day.
We got a couple of them. Okay, but real quick, what kind of dogs?
Rescues. They're from 9 pounds to 90 pounds.
Really?
So they all get their protein. They get the base of what carnivores have to have to thrive. And then my senior gets stuff to help her with her senior stuff. My young ones get stuff to help them.
But the base of it is the base.
The base is what a carnivore needs. And our dogs and cats are carnivores.
Yeah, because the marketing gets me on that too. Because if you put the picture of the old dog, you know, I'm like, well, my dog's old and I'm old. I want it to eat good.
But it's full of synthetic.
Yeah.
Joint supplements, synthetic, which you're really just feeding the inflammation.
That's right.
The body doesn't know what to do with, or if it's bound with something that it can't digest, then it's just a waste of money.
Can people do I know the online shopping is part of nutritionw.com anyway for people. Can you buy pet stuff on there too?
You certainly can. Not our entire department. Some things, a lot of the frozen items, which are going to be your more true to raw. Those are
have a frozen food department.
Yeah, we
do. That's what I use.
Yeah, that's a,
really.
Yeah,
just
that's
unthaw it and let them have it, or.
Yeah, I mean, I just lay it on the plate, let it thaw slowly in the.
What kind of dog do you got?
I've got a almost 80-pound lab, and then a evil little cat. And my wife's pretty mad because she's convinced the cat's gonna outlive both of us because I feed it so good.
Well, I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person. Hey, I will share this last little frustrating part with me, and then we're gonna make sure everybody knows where to find you at. So my daughter's moving into an apartment next year. One of her roommates has a dog. Well, you can have two pets per apartment. There's three people moving in. So I said, well, hey, let's get you a dog because it's a security thing for dad.
Sure.
Well, this other girl's already got the German Shepherd, Dad, and we all love it. And I'm like, okay, but it's not yours and blah, blah, blah. Well, and the other girl's already bringing her pet. I'm like, okay, what is it, a cat? They're charging them for a fish. It's a fish. So they won't let them have another pet because of the fish. Now, to me, just a shout out to apartment complexes. I'm not really sure the fish is going to mess up the carpet unless you drop it. In that case, it's poor fish, not poor carpet.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's Clint's thing. Do y'all have fish stuff?
No, we don't. Okay. But we can special order almost anything.
Can you really?
Yeah. Horses, chickens, whatever. If you want to feed chemical-free, come see us. We can special order just about anything that we don't carry.
I thought that story would have no relevance, and by golly, it played out pretty
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So go shop for your stuff at nutritionw.com, or you can find the pet stuff, most of it. And if not, just come in to the store. go left. Is that right?
Yep.
NutritionW.com for shopping, or go see Fallon at Nutrition World.
Please do.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back with Vital Health Radio.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Goals Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at VitalHealthRadio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Clint Powell, filling in for Ed Jones, who's still recovering from his double hip replacement. I'm assuming he'll be back next week. We send good vibes out to Ed, and I'm a little disappointed. Apparently, he's not doing the heavy painkiller, so I've not got any of those texts in the middle of the night that he'll regret later to hold over his head.
Well, it depends on how big the bottle of Patron is. So if it's a heavy bottle of Patron, then you might qualify.
Adam Chauncey chiming in there, giving a little grief to Ed Jones. No, but we're sending out good vibes to Ed that he'll recover. I'm sure he's doing fine. But we have another guest in the studio with us today. So I've actually been into Nutrition World, and I came in about a year ago, and I had not met you, it's our guest, and I had a vitamin D test run.
Great.
Because you do blood work at Nutrition World. It's Be Well Forever, Marlene Guerin. How are you?
I'm doing very great, Clint. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Officially.
I've been a patient.
And I've seen your blood.
And you've seen absolutely.
Right.
That sounds creepy, but I like it. And my vitamin D level was perfect.
Yay.
It was pretty high. So Ed was like, Ed was like, hey, some people have to take more.
Right.
Apparently, you can just take your daily 5,000, take it take one of these a day.
Right.
And that's what I do. I do what I'm told.
Good for you. We are at Nutrition World the last Friday of every month. So we're there from 8 to 11. And just do walk-in labs. So it's a great way to meet everyone and see everybody and get an idea of what they might want or what they might need.
Yeah, I was surprised, just to be honest with you, how many people were there getting the blood work. I expected to kind of walk in and be... There was a line.
Yeah. It's a great service. And because of that, the beautiful part of that, we have opened another business. Mm. Our satellite store is on Vance Road, 6237 Vance Road, number 8, at the retreat. So we have opened that facility up every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to noon. And that's kind of been the residual effect of what we started mm-hmm. in the store 3 years ago.
Wow.
So, and that's a great way to do a business model and try something and say, hey, the community really likes this. It's a great service to offer people, and let's make it more convenient. So we also do walk-ins, and we also do by appointments if people are in quite a hurry.
Well, I was going to ask Adam and let you kind of set up the rest of this conversation. Sure. The relationship between you guys and that company as far mm-hmm. as blood work goes, how is that information used? Does it go to, like, for me it came to me, but how does that information used as far as the results? What kind of panels are we talking about? How do we start that sure. big picture conversation?
So Ed obviously has a absolute ton of experience in this department,
mm-hmm.
and I've learned a lot under him and with the functional medicine practitioners we've had over the years. And I'm just a nerd in general, so I love to research and think of the things. You know, for me personally, I have a family history of heart disease. If there's a man in my family that hasn't dropped dead of a massive heart attack, they've lived a long, healthy life. So it's like, okay, maybe I need to learn more about this.
Right.
So I annoy Marlene and the ladies in the lab all the time, asking them about all this, that, and the other, and then doing research. And,
do you really?
You know, oh, yeah, of course. And this relationship between the store and them has probably been the best partnership we've ever had with anybody.
Right.
Because we've seen so many people come in. And we've had practitioners tell after they've sent, like Marlene can send blood work out to whoever the patients disclose, like mm-hmm. their practitioner, for instance. And the practitioner will get the blood work and say, oh my goodness, your fibrinogen count is so high that you better not get on an airplane for 2 weeks. Like,
really?
Come get on a blood thinner of some sort exactly. or whatever. And they never would have known,
yeah.
you know, because that's not a standard panel. And that's one of the things that I like to think that Marlene and them specialize in is the adjunct blood tests that you might not get. Like, you might get a standard lipid panel and everybody's used to LDL-C, which is just your total LDL cholesterol, the boogeyman cholesterol, which is not true, and we can get into that.
I saw the sarcasm in your face.
Yeah,
so it's okay.
Yeah,
noted.
All that stuff, your yeah. triglycerides and all, people know about that. But
well, real quick, just yeah. to add this in, and I'll kind of say it back like I've heard it from Ed, that's what you expect when you go to the doctor, right?
Exactly.
And, but that exactly. gives you... We say it's a snapshot of things. It's mm-hmm. it's a really limited snapshot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really tell a full story.
Well, for sure. It's like looking at an atlas map of Tennessee to Florida, and you're just looking at Chattanooga and hoping you find the rest of the way.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it can get you through the split,
right.
but, you know, you still got to drive through Atlanta, you know, and everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, and that's why we love to see, you know, Marlene and them specialize with the new panels they've brought on, and I'll let her kind of specify yeah. with these, but different things where new research comes out, like the lipidologists that are top in the world now are talking about things like apolipoprotein B and LP little a and all these other genetic factors and all these indicators that correlate extremely high with cardiovascular disease.
Do you feel all eyes turning to you? Because we're about to, this is where you yeah. jump in.
This
yeah.
is where I jump in.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm ready to go with
yeah.
it. Thank you. It's a great conversation to have about that. So, you know what we've always talked about is individualized care. So when you come in, if you really don't know what you need,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a little history form we have you fill out. Tell me about your family history. Tell me that you have a history of everybody dropping dead with heart disease,
mm-hmm.
those kind of things. We know what to look for in particular. So we have a standard basic panel that most people should have at least on a yearly basis. And those things even cover more than what your physicians would cover. Those would things would be including like a, you know, an A1C for sure, an insulin total to know what your blood sugars are metabolizing. I would even conclude the cortisol levels, fibrinogen that we talked about thickness of your blood, a general panel of that. But when it comes to specifics, maybe someone has the lipids that are a little abnormal and they've been told, well, they're just a little bit high, but they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, maybe somebody's not even told them what mm-hmm. they had.
So we look at those individual numbers. We can actually send out, we have recently partnered with Boston Heart Panels to do some lab testing for them. We've been researching it for a while. For the last couple of months, we've been able to take specifics. If their bad cholesterol is bad, we can actually break that down into a panel and see what component of that is bad.
Wow.
And the beautiful part about Boston Panel, if we order a significant amount of tests, takes about seven, we get this called diagnostic book, and they run it through this huge algorithm, which is awesome. And it prints out a study. This is what's good about you. This is what's bad. And the beautiful part, at the very end, there's an interpretation that says, this is what you should be eating. This is what you should be taking as even supplements. They actually do that. Yes, it's amazing. Now, we'll also recommend in some cases to take statins. So we've had some of our clients say, why are we saying we're taking statins? I said, well, that's one of the recommendations. If you're not going to do the eating that they're recommending, if you're not going to be doing the lifestyle interventions that they're wanting you to do, then you're going to have to be on something to manage your lipids. You know, so it's been very, very good. They're also offering some very good genetic testing, too, to see if you have components that, you know, have family history of things like you were talking about the APOE.
What is that, real quick?
That's actually a marker, a genetic test, but it actually can do two different things, two different ways, pathways. If you have a higher risk factor, if that number is elevated, you could have a higher risk factor for cardiovascular disease and actually dementia and Alzheimer's, too.
Really?
Yes, a 12-time risk for Alzheimer's. I think it's about an 8-time risk for the, you know, cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
You only have to do that once. That test would be done just once. It's never going to change. So that's one of those genetic markers that we've been talking about. So the other test that Adam had mentioned is about the AP, you know, the APOB, and he knows about all that, too.
Yeah,
and Adam
just,
got really stuck. I know.
Let's just go ahead and be really transparent. Before we started this, they were talking back and forth, dropping acronyms and you know, C3POs and R2D2s. And I'm like, are we going to, what are we doing here, people? So I'm glad you're going to clarify it now. Yeah. I didn't want to seem dumb off the air. So I'm going to seem dumb on the air going, what are those things?
It just gets a little bit complicated. Yeah. And just trying to, I try to explain things into layman's terms because that's how I like to look at things, too. And, you know, as very simple as me, is your LDL is your bad cholesterol, your HDL is good cholesterol. And I explain this to a lot of time, your HDL is like the Pac-Man inside your blood. Uh-huh. It's taking away the bad stuff. So a lot of times you want those levels to be good. You want your others to be, you know, lower. So there should be a good combination. Does it have to do a lot with diet? Yes. Has a lot to do with genetics? Yes. Has to do with a lot with your exercise, how you metabolize. Boston Panel even has a specific test that's very exclusive to them that is just for how you are processing cholesterol. They call it their balance test. Very interesting to know. So if you're metabolizing in your liver too much or metabolizing in your, you know, stomach intestines too much, or if you're just receptors are full.
Sure.
So it's a lot to know, and it kind of gets deep in the wood. And Adam and I both love to talk about that, as you can tell. So we would love to talk to our clients about that, too. Yeah. So
when I
you
can
have
give
questions?
A little example just to be quick, because it is a little, it's all of it's complicated, of course, but that's why we have everybody there that's capable to explain it to you. But for instance, a lot of people know about the MTHFR gene mutations, right? Yes. You're a poor methylator, and that means you probably need certain B vitamins and things to help. But what a lot of people don't know, and what a lot of practitioners don't even go into, because it is very complicated, and 7 minutes through your insurance is all a doctor's going to get. So you go and get these tests done. Well, if you're a poor methylator, then guess what? You take these methyl donors from other, you know, parts of the body, including the liver, and choline is one of those important donors.
Okay.
It's a neurotransmitter, but it also does something else. It packages cholesterol and sends it out of the liver. Well, if you're not capable of doing that because of being a poor methylator and you don't have enough choline, well, then guess what? You're not getting enough cholesterol out of the liver, and
it
that can lead to
there.
Things like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and stuff like that. And you could have never touched alcohol in your life. You could have good relative numbers of cholesterol. But when you start getting into these other panels and seeing these other adjunct numbers and you say, oh, I have this methylation dysfunction. Oh, maybe that's why I have reflux. And maybe that's also why I have a fatty liver. And maybe that's also why I have this, that, and the other. then it creates this cascade where you have a better arsenal to go in with that 7 minutes and say, hey, look, I've got this, this, and this, and this test. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about it? And if they can't, well, it's the beauty of free market capitalism. You can go to a different doctor.
All right, so I'm going to do two quick things because we want to shift gears and talk about some CPR before we close the segment up. But one of the things that I love when I have from doing the show with Ed and being just, you know, as much of a nerd as I can because I buy a lot of the products and I listen to a lot of the podcasts that Ed and you do, Adam, is we forget that this the system we've put in place gives these generic answers.
Yes.
And our health is so specific.
It is. Very individualized.
We're three people sitting in this room. And even if we all three have a same symptom,
exactly,
it's probably or could be from three different things, but we have one prescription for it.
Right.
And that, to me, is why I love these conversations. From your story to what you're doing with the blood work, all of a sudden, I can come in and get a very specific reason and a plan.
Exactly.
If I want to come in and choose to do that.
You know, we're individually wonderfully made, but we are very individual about that. And, you know, we metabolize different. We process things different. We eat different things. We have different upbringings for that. So we got to put all that components together and to make you the best you, you know, what we want.
Are you okay with me shifting gears real quick,
Adam? Let's do it.
I want to talk about the CPR stuff because that was a big part of this, and we're going to spend a couple of minutes on it. Tell me about the CPR program that you're offering, and is it just with Nutrition Waters or something completely separate?
Yeah, so here's what we do. The retreat where we are actually renting and have our office space for our lab testing, there's a building in the spot in the back that does yoga testing, yoga classes several times throughout the week. We have been offering CPR classes there for the community. So we actually invited Nutrition World to come in and help us with the last couple of times we were there, and they were being trained as well there too. So we're doing it for the community. We feel like there's a need. Believe it or not, statistics say that 95% of the people who have cardiac arrest die before they get to the hospital. So, you know, you're just not getting that really good. The first few minutes are very important. And if you're with somebody that can help you, that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? And that could be you, it could be your family or whatever member. We saw the new surge of people wanting CPR after the accident on the football field. You know, obvious, those things become clearer to mind. So the first few minutes are very important. So what we do in this class, we teach basically hands-on CPR. We actually teach you how to breathe also as well, applying an AED because we're thinking about and trying to buy an AED for the store and using it for the community. We're getting a whole group of practitioners in here. So it can be for the community, it can be for stores. I'll leave a number at the end. We go on site and teach CPR training and AED, and we do first aid classes for a lot of companies that come on site. So we just decided to bring this component in. We've had a lot of people who just say, hey, I'm interested in taking CPR. So we sign them up as we go. So once a month, we're going to have a class over there. This time we're having one Monday from 3 to 6. It takes about 2.5 hours. We work through American Heart. You get trained for a 2-year certification. And works very well if you're, you know, at the football field, if you're in the store with whatever, maybe it's your grandma, whatever. You wouldn't believe the times and the people that we've trained has given us examples of why it was so necessary and needed. So we're offering. Yes.
Real quick,
yeah, go for
not
it.
To interrupt you, Clint, but does that qualify if you are a practitioner? Does that qualify as a CEU, a continuing education credit?
It can. Yes, okay. It can. Thanks for mentioning that, Adam. Now, it's considered a heart saver class for community, so it's not considered basic life support training. So if you're a health professional and a practitioner, you might need the next level up because we're teaching adult, we're not teaching infant or children. So it's a 2.5 hour class, try to get you in and out, get you trained. And if you need the other training, we could do that as well at a different time.
Cool. How do people find out more about either the blood work or the CPR classes?
I'm glad you asked that, Clint. Very good. So I have a corporate office, and it's in Ringgold. We have someone there that answers the phone every day. So that's the best number to call us, and it's 706-935-3055. I have a website. It's bewellforever.org, O-R-G, and bewell spelled B-W-E-L-L, the number forever. So that's the best way to reach us. The great thing about Nutrition World, they have our testing sheets. They have our schedule of clinic days that we're open in the office. If you ever go to Nutrition World, just say, hey, I need the blood work information. We're also on nutritionw.com's mm-hmm. website under blood work. Just kind of look down on that. And we try to put that, post it, you know, the last of the month. We're in Nutrition World. So, you know, we've been meeting lots of new people. So.
And that satellite office is around back in Nutrition World. Actually, the retreat is right in the lower parking lot.
Right.
That's fantastic.
We walk through there every day, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marlene, thanks for jumping on Vital Health Radio. We appreciate it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place is the third annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event like none other. Don't miss it. Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Vascular Institute, Optimize You, Fit Lifestyle, Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, Crunch Fitness, Texas Roadhouse, Chat Mortgage, Gold's Gym, DPC Center, Chattanooga Fitness Download, and Zerkops. For more information, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit VascularInstituteOfChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at the Vascular Institute and the Vein Center. I'm Clint Powell, who has been filling in for Ed Jones with double hip replacement. He's doing pretty good. Adam, thanks for jumping in today and co-hosting. We've had a busy day, man. Full guest.
Dude, we've had a lot today. It's been very good.
Yeah, I'm taking a deep breath finally.
I know.
We only got like a minute left before we have to wrap this show up. But I want to reiterate something I said earlier. You can shop at Nutrition World at nutritionw.com. You can find all of these past conversations on your podcast platform. They're released every Tuesday. The Vital Health Radio download on your favorite podcast platforms. Before we wrap it up, though, I think it's important for people to know I buy a lot of my supplements, most all of them, from Nutrition World, but you offer a lot of other services there.
Oh, sure.
A little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have, you know, 20 practitioners now. Marlene, who we had on with the blood work, we offer that. We offer pet wellness. And soon we'll have wellness consultations for pets.
Mm.
We have, obviously, our health coaches there. Brandon, who specializes in detox and different types of depressive disorders, things like that. He's fantastic in all means surrounding that and many more. Myself as a health coach and our clinical nutritionist. We all see clients every week. We have the functional medicine practitioner next door, Dr. Brian Johnson,
yep.
who is right now booked out almost a month in advance. So if you're looking for a good functional medicine practitioner who is affordable, then I would definitely go for him because you don't find them. And then obviously chiropractic, massage therapy, acupuncture, physical therapy with Pilates specialty, you name it, we probably have it.
Well, and we're getting to say goodbye right now, but don't you also have a partnership you work out with Optimize You?
Oh yeah, Optimize
and
You,
Josh and the guys and girls.
They're fantastic. They offer that Joe Rogan experience, what I call it.
Absolutely.
Downstairs.
You can find out more about all this at nutritionw.com. Shout out to Ed Jones. Get well, Ed. We look forward to having you back in here. Adam, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.